Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to the Jeremiah Bostic Show, and I'm your host, Jeremiah Bostic, here to give motivation and inspiration in order for you to get through the rest of your week. Here to motivate your spirit, your soul, and to inspire a part of you that needs to be awakened in order for you to move forward in your everyday personal life. Please don't forget to hit the like button on your podcast, because just show your support. Okay? I'm not asking for money to support, just your like and participation in the show. And also, don't forget, for those of you listening through Spotify, at the bottom of your screen, underneath the show, you can participate with answering questions and participate in polls as well, in which some might make it into the show and shared on air. All right. Now, if you are new to the show, won't you consider to hit the subscribe button? It doesn't cost any money. Just show your support by subscribing. That's it. That way, when a new show comes out, you will be notified, all right? All right. Now, I hope and pray, okay? I hope and pray your week has been good and has been less stressful than the previous week that I spoke to you. And I hope that you also, at least once this week, have taken the time to breathe. See, I believe we take advantage of the gift of breath. The gift of air that God has provided for us. And so I would like to take this time to sit back, relax, and just take a few seconds to breathe. Deep breaths. Inhale. Exhale. You inhale the gift of God, and then exhale all of the pain, the troubles, and the toxins from your blood. All right? So with that, let's give it a try. We will be right back after this.
Hello, everyone. This is Nicole, CEO and founder of Soul Stash Studio, A Creative Adventure. I'm super excited to announce my newest publication, Soul Stash Journals, A Mindful Approach to Creative Writing. It's a series of journals that allow the reader to immerse themselves in a different creative art projects, and it's filled with different writing prompts and artistic activities that are designed to promote creative literacy. Our second publication, 52 Weeks of Art, is currently in the final stage of edits and should be published by this summer of 2023. You can find all of our creative projects at soulstashstudio.com, and we are also hosting a national art contest for our upcoming studio in Loveland, Colorado, which you can also find more details about on our website. Not only are we opening this private art studio, but we are expanding into the local artistic communities to engage and empower and encourage other artists to explore their own personal creative abilities. So if you're looking for a creative adventure too, check us out on our website, soul-studio.com.
Hey man, how you doing out there? I hope your answer is well, but whether it is or it's not, I want you to come over here to the MediaCast 1 and take a listen to this show called Black Men Talking. Guess who's doing the talking? Black men doing all the talking. We're talking about things that black men need to get off their chest. Come on, I invite you to join the conversation at Black Men Talking. Let's have a funky good time.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Jeremiah Bostic Show. And of course, I am your host, Jeremiah Bostic. All right. With no further ado, let's go ahead and start the show. It's a new year. And with that new year, we promise ourselves a new promise. Now, usually this happens every new year. We pick something that we would like to change about ourselves. It's called a New Year's resolution. But, does it happen that way? I guess what I'm trying to ask is that, are we successful with the changes that we set out to do? Did we give up after just a few weeks of trying? But most of all, did you even really try at all? See, last year, I set out to lose some major weight, okay? And I wanted to lose weight, not just so that I felt better, but I wanted to lose weight because I was getting older and because my days are shorter in front of me than the days behind me. And so I wanted to lose weight to live. You know, to live for my children, to live for my grandchildren. And so I took up the task. I decided how to go about losing the weight, and then I did it. Now, I started at 276 pounds, all right? I was a big dude. You know, I'm already 6'3", so, you know, I was pretty big. And ladies and gentlemen, I am now 205 pounds. And yes, before you ask, I did not lose weight due to being sick. I am healthy as can be. It's just something that I wanted to keep a promise to complete. And see, I had to change things for the better, all right? I wanted to change what was holding me down for so long. And so I made the decision and I made a choice to continue on this journey of mine until my change came into fruition. I changed things for the better. And because of it, I'm now able to breathe better. You know, I'm able to think better, think smarter, get around more, and I begin to start seeing things clearly. You know, with every new year comes a new season. With every new year comes a new season. Okay, the winner we had last year is clearly not the winter, you know, that we had the year prior. And the summer has definitely shown to be different than that of 2019. But the Earth goes through the changes that it goes through, okay? And no, not because of global warming, okay? But because the Earth continues to change. It heals itself. It cleans itself. And it tries to renew itself. And so every year is different. And we should also do the same. Change with the season in your life. Get that pen and paper and write down what you need to change in your life so you can be right with the season. You want to know what I wanted to change this year? I wanted to change my stance on tithing to y'all. I knew I had to make a strong change in my belief. And so this year, I began to tithe. And not just for myself, but for my generation to come with my children and my children's children as well. You know, I stopped thinking about it. I stopped talking about it, and I did it. And that's what you have to do when you want to renew something in your life. Stop talking about it or wishing it and put your work into action to achieve what you might think is impossible or nearly too hard to do. Put yourself in the winning position. Put yourself in that winning circle. Make it become a habit for the things you're trying to change. You know, a habit forms because you constantly do it to the point of where you're not even thinking about it anymore, all right? It just becomes a part of the routine. Folks, you can be a better person. A better person when you decide to change with the seasons. Adapt to the season you're living in. We all know the world is changing. And so you have to change with it. Now, I'm not saying to do things that are of the world. No, but what I'm saying is change your heart. Be who you were meant to be and change what needs to change in your life. All right. I'm just saying, you know, take a powerful stand in your life. Motivate yourself to make those changes that you say you want to change and stick to it. Yeah, that's the hardest thing to do is to stick to it once you've started. All right, but you got to see it through. Don't quit. You know, go around the problem if you need to be, you know, well, if need be, go around the problem or go under the problem if need be. Go under the problem if need be, and if you're blocked from your blessing from all sides, you better kick that door down. Whatever it is that prevents you from changing the season in your life, you need to stick with it. I did, and so can you, because I'm no better than you. All right. In the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, change for the better means an improvement in situation or state of affairs over what was. End quote. Maybe you want a new house. Maybe you want to renew your love for your spouse. I don't know. But whatever you need to do to change the situation that you want for yourself, you need to say you're going to do it. Write it down. Write the process of getting it done. And then do it. All talk goes out the window, you know, like the Nike sign, just do it. Now, start off with making short-term goals. That's a start because for people who aren't used to following through on goals that you set for yourself, it could be because you might have too much on your plate. So take baby steps. There's nothing wrong with that. Go slow, but just stick with it. And you know what? Hopefully you know yourself. You know what you're capable of. You know what you have to do in order to get it done. Seasons change. So change with it. Okay? Change with it. Don't stand idle with your life. You weren't meant to stay still with your life. You were meant to grow. I don't care how old you are, you must continue to grow physically, number one, mentally, number two, and spiritually, number three. And don't stop changing. Don't stop changing, but grow. Seasons change, y'all. Seasons change. Quote of the week comes from Kristen Kane. She says, God prunes us when he is about to take us into a new season of growth and expansion. I will repeat. Kristen Kane says, God prunes us when he is about to take us into a new season of growth and expansion. End quote. Is the Most High Yah pruning you for a new season of growth? And are you ready for a new change this year? Are you ready to stop talking and start doing? Let's go, and let's get it. Let's get it together. I'm Jeremiah Bostic. Thank you for listening to the show, and I will be back next week for more motivation and inspiration just to get you through to the end of the week. God bless. Peace willing, sorry. And shalom, family.